the idea about our theme of picking roses and the song that we have all been working really hard to learn will be the first song to kick off the social event, but we are also honoring our parents at this time, and we are going to be gifting our parents or those who have raised us, that there are other caretakers in the home, aunties, uncles, grandparents, that we are very grateful and fortunate to have. So we're going to be gifting them orange roses. Ogechi Dog is Warriors, so that is our school mascot. We have developed the Ogechi Dog Club, which is about spreading cultural awareness within our community and building healthy lifestyles and positive role models.
That's Lavender Kingbird from Deer River High School. You're listening to member-supported KAXE KBXE. I'm Heidi Holton. I recently had a chance to visit Deer River High School to find out more about this Saturday's Picking Roses Round Dance and Fashion Show. I talked with Lavender and Rachel Herring, along with Andrew Jackson, who leads the drumming groups, and Gerald White, as well as the student president of Ogechi Dog Club, Alex Rivera.
Anything with the drum and song and singing and healing and enjoyment is appealing to our kids. And a lot of the kids, you know, you see these round dances going on. They have live streams on Facebook. There's events going on just about every weekend, sometimes during the week. I mean, you see these things going on YouTube and a lot of different things. I mean, for me, that's what it would be for me.
Round dance originated in Cree country. And typically, those of us that travel to powwows and sing and dance, there normally isn't powwows during the winter time. And so this is a social event occasion that we come together to visit, to sing, to socialize, to dance, to have a good time. It originated in Cree country in somebody's home as they were visiting, sitting at the kitchen table, drinking tea, and they decided to social sing. When we sing round dance style, the men sing with each of their own hand drums. And so when we come together, it's like singing around the kitchen table, and each person has their own drum. And so there are different styles of drums that we use for ceremony, for powwow purposes, for the social singing, and this hand drum style that we have adopted in Anishinaabe country now. We have incorporated our own Ikwe Nagamonan, which is our sidesteps that originates with the jingle dress. So now when people come to Anishinaabe territory, they know that they're gonna hear the mixture of the two styles of singing. And so Andy was saying that he is not as well conversed in Cree style, but we always like a challenge, mm-hmm. and we like to adopt contemporary trends of song and dance and clothing and fashion. I had asked Andy earlier in the year that this is our fifth annual round dance, and so one of my favorite songs is called Picking Roses from the Young Spirit World Champion Singers out of Frog Lake, Alberta. And so I had contacted their lead singer, Jacob Faithful, and asked permission for Andrew, our drumming instructor, to teach this song to our students and to kick off this event. This is our theme, is called Picking Roses Round Dance. The young women have been working on ribbon skirts with applique designs. As Anishinaabe people, woodland floral designs of the Great Lakes area are really, really prevalent. So we have a lot of girls working on those flowers, the medicines that we see in our woods. Some of the young men are creating applique ribbon shirts for themselves. The idea about the fashion show is to encourage everybody to learn Ojibwe Mo'win, that revitalization of our language is so important to the success of our youth and our parents. And so with each model that comes through, they will be given a specific Ojibwe Mo'win word that will identify their ensemble, maybe their song selection, that we are labeling everything within our school and our classroom so that we will see it and hear it and say it more. And so it's been a really fun process. Our language is animate and inanimate, as in things are alive. And so we really have to change our frame of thinking about those manidug, the spirits that are all around us and all of these natural beautiful elements of water and fire and rocks and trees. It's seen everywhere in everything that we wear and how we choose to style ourselves. And so those words that will be showcased during the fashion show is encouraging everybody to learn more Ojibwe. And so we have people coming and going all day long. And as we have classes happening in here, we still have students coming in that can help themselves to materials and projects and supplies that they need to be working on the drums, the ensembles for the fashion show. The fashion show is to showcase all of the items that our students have created in their classroom. And so one of the things that we are teaching is that self-care, about taking care of yourself physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. And so when we come together for these social events, we are encouraging each other to dress your best. We are indigenizing these places with our ribbons and our beads and our accessories and how proud we are to be Anishinaabe.
Well, I'm basically helping out with Lavender a lot. She brings up a lot of ideas, and I also help out with those ideas too. And like, we schedule the round dance and how it's going to work out.
Alex is a well-known student, very excelled student in our school here. He was just crowned Snowball King this year. And so when we talk with our other student body about why they voted for him, they said that he's nice to me and he talks to me and he's kind. So we have a very good leader for our club. And so he's been very proactive with fundraising, with our concession, with these ideas, communicating to the other students as well. We see how that's really developing our club. We have a lot of different cultural classes our non-native teachers are incorporating into their curriculum. So we're becoming really advanced with that correct history and knowledge of Native American people throughout history and their contributions to society.
Well, I'm really excited about the general direction we're going as a public school in Minnesota, especially since a lot of the school districts are trying to solve the achievement gap in Native communities versus non-Native communities. So the things that we do here are probably the most effective thing that we can do as a school to help our kids. And if you look at Deer River School, we've come a long way in the last 15 years. I think we're getting a lot of recognition for that by other educators. I'm really excited about how the kids take a leadership role, how they thought about how they get involved. And we have first time we've ever had a valedictorian or a salutatorian in this school. Reamer has one as well, and they do pretty much the same thing we do here. But we probably have the most classes of any school district in Minnesota as far as Native content. We have Ojibwe language 1, 2, and 3. We have Ojibwe history and culture. We have Ojibwe woodworking, Ojibwe beadwork, song and dance. It's just like next year we're going to do even more. So the kids are really, they've always been the leaders. You know, they've always stepped up. We do a lot of modeling here. Like Lavender does a lot of modeling on how to do things. You know, it's not modeling per se, we're going to have a fashion show, but modeling how to do the work and how to get things done and how to think through process. This young man here he's really done some excellent work in the school as far as being a role model. Yeah, we're really proud of all our kids that come through here, and we always give recognition, I guess you'd call it, and care for our kids, no matter how difficult of a life they've had and how much trouble they've had, we still make them welcome.
Why am I a role model?
Yeah, I know it's a hard question.
Yeah, it's kind of tough. I don't know. I just honestly, I'd like to like thank my parents for raising me the way I am. Like, I enjoy being around all sorts of other people. I like to enjoy other people's company, and I also like to learn from others too. And I take in what I learn and I use it to my advantage, and I'd like to spread it around and share with others.
Everybody is welcome. We are sharing knowledge and teachings, but also that nobody should feel uncomfortable or bullied, that we want everyone to feel very welcome and to sing and dance together. Even though we might feel a little uncomfortable, nobody will be laughed at. You know, we really appreciate when people put in that effort. The fashion show part, we are opening that to the general public that are coming in their best dress, that they are welcome to walk in our fashion show.
Picking Roses Round Dance and Fashion Show is this Saturday, March 7th at the Deer River High School Commons in East Gym, with pipe ceremony at 4 o'clock, Master of Ceremonies, Wes Jourdain. I'm Heidi Holton for KEXE KBXE.